Well, I actually walked through the steps of the Baker Act with my child.
That's Nancy Daniels, a lobbyist for the Florida Public Defenders Association. Her teenage foster son was Baker Acted after a breakdown, having previously been misdiagnosed as ADHD.
He was actually transported by law enforcement from the hospital to the receiving facility. Seeing him in a law enforcement car, I wasn't in the car, I was following it. We went into a cold room, a padded room, and it was a really tough, he was already, you know, suffering from what was later diagnosed with bipolar disease.
Daniels represented the parents of children who'd been evaluated under the Baker Act on the Task Force on the Involuntary Examination of Minors, which was convened last summer. Under state law, an involuntary exam is required if there's reason to believe someone has a mental illness and, without treatment, will harm him or herself or someone else. According to the Department of Children and Families, the number of minors involuntarily examined under the Baker Act increased by 50% in the 5 years following fiscal year 2011-2012. That's why the legislature created the task force last year, to study the trends and alternatives.
For 3 years in a row, the number one concern among superintendents in Florida is a mental health issue.
Tallahassee Senator Bill Montford leads the Florida Association of District School Superintendents. He's also a former high school teacher, principal, and superintendent. And he says the mental health challenges for schools are far greater today than they were 10 or 12 years ago.
We don't know why. We've discussed that. The practitioners in the schools, that means teachers, bus drivers, everybody associated with children, we can't put our finger on exactly why, but we know that there has been an increase in the need for mental health services. And when those services are not provided, then the consequences can be seen. And we know that.
The task force's findings show 20% of kids between 13 and 18 live with a mental health condition, and that suicide is the third leading cause of death for youths between the ages of 10 and 24. What's more, Daniels says, the panel found children who grew up after 9/11 through the recession and the advent of social media are stressed in ways their elders can barely grasp.
The pressures on kids these days are enormous. Compared to what we all went through, my age group, I'm in my 60s. Of course, we had high school peer pressure, competition, all the kind of stuff that you go through in adolescence, but now it's aggravated by social media, the bullying, cyberbullying.
Daniel says it's much harder for high schoolers now than it was for her age group, and maybe even for the generation after hers. And she notes that while the task force was created after a 50% spike in juvenile Baker Acts, between 2011 and 2016, the increase was fully 86% between 2000 and 2016. The task force didn't identify specific causes for the rise in Baker Acts, citing inadequate data and the complexity of the issue. But it did point to the limited availability of and access to treatment services, whether for prevention, early intervention, or follow-up. And Senator Montford says without those services, schools must choose between removing students whose behavior prevents others from learning and keeping them on campus without some form of help.
And the question is, do we have the courage in Florida to say these are expensive solutions, but we're willing to pay for it? And that's where the Florida legislature comes in. It's a tough question that's got to be answered. And my position is, yes, in the long run, first of all, it's less expensive if you address the issue up front and help these children. And second of all, it's morally the right thing to do, period.
Governor Scott has proposed expanding mental health service teams statewide to provide counseling, crisis management, and other services. He also called for direct counseling services to students at every school, saying every student must have the opportunity to meet one-on-one with a mental health professional and receive ongoing counseling as needed. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Margie Menzel.